I begrudgingly agree that this is art, can it be over? You can stop now. I'll say whatever you want. The Let's Play is the highest form of artistic expression. The only angle that matters is POV. If you let me out, I will go down on you. I will do anything to make this end. I feel as though I'm living inside my own movie, The Trial, stuck in some kind of unknowable nightmare that never ends. I'll close my eyes and plug my ears for the rest of this. I swear, I'll do it! Blast. I have no hands. I cannot close my eyes. I must continue to watch. Well, at least the story seems to be wrapping up, so there can't be much longer.
Welcome to No One Can Know About This, a podcast where we play every Final Fantasy. I'm Jeff Ekman.
And I'm Ryan Kazmiski.
And here we go, Season 7, Episode 31.
Yep, Disc 3 has been starting for a couple weeks now, and this week it really starts.
We're continuing to start Disc 3.
But I think this week will be like the culmination of the story we've been watching
for
the
past couple weeks. Well, we're still in Trino. We're going to do the card tournament. Mm-hmm. And then return to Alexandria for the coronation. And at that point, things are really going to kick off.
Yeah, a lot of big events.
Before we get started, is there any business to deal with? You got any outdated video game news?
I actually think I had something. Let me try to remember what it was. There was some really pointless discourse. I'm trying to recall. Let's just see what this idiot is talking about. He usually has something dumb. I actually don't think I have any outdated video game news. I think it's been slow so far this year. Yeah, never mind. I can't find anything suitable.
In that case, let's just fucking do it.
Yeah, let's get into it. I'll find something for the next pass. That'll be funny.
Or maybe you won't. We'll just leave you saying that, and that'll be, you know,
opening is. I mean, except I really want to put one in, because it's funny. We haven't done one in a while.
Okay. So where we left off, we just learned about Vivi's grandfather at Quan's dwelling outside of Trino. Mm-hmm. That was interesting. He was fished out of the mist.
Yeah.
And was too small to eat.
He was planning to eat him, but he never grew, I guess.
So I guess Vivi heard about a play he wanted to see in Alexandria, took a little airship ride over, and got himself a fake ticket. That was what happened before the start of the game.
Yeah, we learned all of that last week. So now we're leaving Quan's dwelling and heading back to Trino for the card tournament.
That's right. We've explored basically all of Trino, and all that's left to do is the card tournament.
Yep.
So let's do it.
Man, remember when we thought for a second that there was a day-night cycle around here?
Yeah.
That was exciting.
God, can you imagine a world map like this with a day-night cycle? That would be sweet.
You hear that, Square?
I don't know why they got rid of it, the world map.
They integrated it into, you know, because they never wanted a world map. You know, they always wanted a
seaboard. People always talk about it as though it's like a solution to a problem, but I think it's more than that. I think that's underselling what the world map adds.
Can you imagine what a world map with today's technology could be like?
I honestly can't, because I have no idea what it would be like.
Nobody's done it. It's like, it would be incredible.
It feels like a different layer
of
exploration. It's like I don't know.
It's like the castle in Mario 64, you know? Like, when you start finding secrets in the castle itself, you're like, oh my god.
But I totally see the vision of, like, you know, it working the way it basically works in so many RPGs, like the Witcher 3.
Yeah, but that's how it works in every single game.
Well, that's because the world doesn't have some other layer in it.
Video games do, though.
I know, but, like, they wouldn't have if they had not had to start
with that.
Yes, they
would, because they would have started by making games that are artifices. They wouldn't have been, like, the first thing we're gonna, like, nobody wants just a simulation.
A lot of people apparently think that they want that.
But I think that's what ruined the Final Fantasy. They still make it.
They ruined it with this.
But no, I think
by trying to integrate the battles into the world map.
I think what makes the JRPGs so good is that they, like, lean away from simulation. That they're
no, there's something really nice about the gaminess of that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Anyway,
I see why they convinced themselves that's not
why they
what
did
they
it,
want.
But I think it's time to bring it back. I think it's time to bring it back in the dopest way.
Like, well, because the thing about it is, like, you're this tiny little,
like,
thing.
Like, imagine.
Well, you're this giant thing, really, effectively, on the world map.
Yeah.
Like, you're a giant that you walk around.
and you're still, but like, imagine what a PS5 could do, like what kind of world map you could make on a console today would look like incredible. Anyway.
What would a AAA
let's go save it,
the world map look like? We want to know. Inquiring minds.
Where is the mod?
He's in some weird, yeah, he's on like a ledge.
We find the Moogle here in Trino mm-hmm. to save before going to the card tournament.
Shall we?
Enter the card tournament.
I'm terrified.
Oh god, you're walking like you're walking into the ocean.
So we enter the card tournament, and the first opponent is named Attic Man Wake.
Attic Man Wake.
Attic Man Wake.
Okay, you need to win two games before you can challenge the beautiful lady.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very defensive card, that ribbon. Heva.
Jesus.
Armstrong. Tantaru. Ooh.
So we begin.
Jesus Christ.
They got a nymph. Oh my god. That doesn't seem
great. Why did that happen?
Because neither of them from that angle.
Dude, I'm just not good.
Wait, put the cactar, yeah, there. We'll see what happens. Oh yeah. Nice. Win one. We won.
Oh,
congratulations.
In between.
Advance to the second round when ready.
Okay, let's go save.
Oh, there's an active time event. The good old days.
Yeah, in between card battles, we've got active time events.
Yeah, and mercifully, they let you out of the tournament so you can go save in between each
yes,
one.
Yes, thank God.
Freya and Amaranth. Oh, it's you, Amaranth. Oh, it's you, Amaranth.
And this active time event is Amaranth and Freya in front of the auction house, apparently reminiscing about old times that they didn't have together.
But they're both like old warriors.
Right.
You know, they've traveled around beating the shit out of folks.
So they can relate to each other. But they've been changing because of the Zidane fella.
Yeah, you know, maybe there's more to life than violence. Hard to imagine.
What do you do? Looking at the lake?
I thought you'd be the quiet type.
Sorry, maybe I changed. It's probably his influence.
Zidane, huh? So, did you find what you were looking for?
Well, I've been investigating Kuja. Some people seem to think the king, the owner of this mansion, is Kuja.
Wait, some people? Do people not know who the king is?
I guess
some people
not.
Think the king is Kuja?
True, I've found people who witnessed Kuja on his property.
Kuja's been spotted around Trino.
Yeah, and in this auction house, which mm-hmm. I think we've seen him in here before. There was like a weird scene where he was telling his plan to the auction house,
right.
like, manager.
There's no proof Kuja is Lord King.
Huh.
What do you know?
Nothing really.
Maybe I can find out the truth from this mansion's auctioneer.
Don't hold your breath.
So what's your story? You seem to know your way around. Are you also here for a reason?
Who, me? I'm only an unemployed security guard.
Security guard?
It was painfully dull, until the day he showed up.
Huh?
I've said too much.
Hey, wait.
What, you're interested in hearing about my past?
We're given the option for Freya to push Amaranth for more information about his past. You can say, of course I'm interested, or I won't force it out of you, which I think we were reading too much into this.
Yeah.
Given how we know how Amaranth is, and it seems like he kind of wants to talk about
right.
it, we thought choosing I won't force it out of you would lead to him telling us.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm not gonna... Using a light touch, you know?
I won't force it out of you implies you're still interested.
Right.
I say I won't force it out.
Force it out of you. Well,
oh,
fuck.
Shit. I thought that was being nice. I thought that was the kind of answer he would like to hear.
So the active time event ends.
So we don't get to learn more. I bet if you choose the other one, he tells you more.
Maybe we're overthinking this game.
I know. He wants us to overthink it.
Okay. One card game down.
So we save and head back in for card game two.
Yup.
Fuck.
Second round, Cardona Bishop? Is that it?
Yeah.
Cardano Bishop. I'm sure you could meet this person in the world.
Well, I'm trying to figure that out. Since this one we also haven't seen.
Yeah.
If Card Freak Gon isn't one of the contestants, then I don't see
how. I don't think he is.
Yeah, then I think these are just random people they made up. I don't think these are real people.
You got the Nova Dragon. Man, I really don't know what the good move is here. I can play defensively and just put like a card somewhere else.
Maybe do that.
Fuck. I won!
Yeah!
Check that out!
Oh yeah!
Fuck.
Couldn't you put the top thing in the top left? Although...
Yeah, but I felt like that would be a waste.
Yeah. Because
it's so powerful.
Totally will be. But if you put it right above the beast thing, it can take the beast and the corner.
It won't because it's not a fight.
It won't take both of them.
Oh, it will. Sorry, I wasn't looking at that correctly.
And now with the house, you can take the bug again.
But then they'll just take the house.
Yeah.
They can't fight the house.
Right. It might just be too powerful.
Yes.
Fucked up. You fucked up! Big win, 8-2. Yeah, take that guy. You got Cerberus. It's all in the cards.
Okay, this is going well.
Got a PlayStation trophy for that one.
Second match down.
Congratulations, you won twice. Advance to the final round when ready. Word of caution, you only have one chance to play in the final round. Be careful. Find a Moogle. Save right now if you have any doubts about your skill. Act in time. Hallucination or premonition?
Hallucination, for sure.
Is there a difference?
We pick the active time event hallucination, and it cuts over to Kina, who is on one of the
high walkways in Trino. She's going to walk up to this old man and stand next to the ledge and look over it.
She sees the water is shimmering.
Hungry. I tried travel to eat many foods from different cities, baby. Why you need Gil to eat anything? I cannot eat without Gil. Light on water look like food. Is just an illusion, but maybe, Reed, I go jump in. No, I drown if I jump. What?
Maybe there's a fish in the water.
I think it's weird that she thinks she'll drown if she jumps in. Yeah. We've already fished her out of water.
That's
before.
A really weird
like,
thing
she was
to
swimming in the water. She's from a swamp.
But she thinks she sees a fish down there.
We fished you out of water once, but I hungry. Hungry.
She jumps in the water, and an old man who's hanging out near the Moogle nearby sees this.
Suicide! I've seen many people commit suicide because of gambling debts. What a shame.
Another one
rest
down the
peace.
Tubes. Goodbye. What the fuck? Another one lost to the sin of gambling.
That scene might be the best thing I've ever seen in a Final Fantasy game. That was so...
Suicide, eh? I've seen it before. I'll see it again. Sorry. Goodbye. Okay, here's premonition.
So good.
Don't worry, Kina isn't dead.
No.
But we get to choose the next active
time
event.
Yeah, this is called premonition, and this we cut over to Dr. Tot in his house.
He's talking to Iko.
I'm back, see?
Welcome back. How did you like Trino?
It was okay.
Do you prefer your own village?
Yeah, but it's fun to meet different people. Only had my Moogles till now, see?
Just the Moogles? What about the others?
They're gone. I am all alone here now.
I guess Dr. Tot never knew that the Summoner tribe was entirely destroyed.
He didn't even know they existed.
That's right.
Like, he didn't even know Medain Suree was a place. Like, he didn't know shit about any of this. He just knew Dagger showed up with a horn. He was like, that's weird.
He really is
he's
like a reverse
Bugenhagen.
He's like the
anti-Bugenhagen.
He doesn't know shit.
He knows some stuff, but he really doesn't know stuff.
I see. So you're the sole survivor of the Summoner tribe.
Why does everyone want to know about my horn and the Eidolons?
Oh, I'm a researcher of sorts. I'm just curious.
I see. Oh yeah, you were Dagger's teacher, right?
Well, yes.
Teach me how to become a graceful princess like her.
Haha, the princess used to be a rambunctious girl, just like you.
Rambustious.
Rambustious? Not rambunctious.
Is that a word?
Rambustious.
I like it.
Anyway, let me look it up. Rambustious, meaning boisterous or unruly.
Cool.
Great word.
It's a good one. You think I can be just like her when I grow up?
Oh, of course.
I'm glad to hear that. You see, Dagger gave me her Mark of the Princess.
The Mark of the Princess?
Yeah, Dagger gave me one of hers, so now she's got two and I've got two, see?
Do you 50, mean...
50-50, even split, that's a deal.
The legendary crystals!
Yeah, that's what Dagger called them too, see?
Wait, are these the orbs, basically?
Yeah.
There are four of them. There's four orbs. Crystals.
But I think there's a lot more because they're the ones that like give you. So there's like
there's gonna be a mouth, an eye, there's gonna be a nose, and like some ears.
I think there are four super summons.
Yeah, there's many crystals, but right. Then there's four orbs or something like
or
that.
Special
that are
crystals.
Somehow different from those the many the other crystals that give you similar powers.
That Brane was after.
Yeah.
That give you the eye Eidolon or whatever.
I think are going to be the
are
other
we gonna
two.
Are we going to fight, what's his name, in Star Fox?
Yeah, yeah. The on Venom?
What is his name?
What was his
Andross!
Andross!
Yeah, like Andross.
Yeah, that's what I think. Because we've seen the mouth and we've seen the eye. And we're going to see ears and a nose.
I hope you're right.
You know, those are probably the two that we're given there. But more than that, it's the connection to the history and Final Fantasy of having four, what I know in the remake of Final Fantasy 1 were called crystals. But
I've already seen
orbs.
There's way more than four. We already have like 10 of these.
Yeah, but why is she talking about like she's got two special ones and I got two special ones?
I don't, you're right. There's four that are separated from the pile of them that we have.
That's what I mean. The other pile is like rubies
but to your larger
and amethysts. That's just Ramu and his psycho buddies.
Yeah. To your larger point, a scholar in the library at the beginning told us it was all one big crystal at some point.
Right.
So it's all like...
To rule
so
them
all. So it probably
all.
Just makes a dude. You know, it probably like makes a guy.
A guy. A and that guy. Each of them is like pieces of a guy.
Yeah.
So the crystal was divided. One piece remained in Alexandria while the others were sent to Clara, Lindblom, and... The summoner tribe took the last piece to Medainside.
Oh, those were like the main crystals that she was on the warpath to go
huge
get.
Huge materia.
Yeah, the huge materia, the four orbs. She was like, I gotta go here, 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 and here to get the
like,
main.
Because like, dude, the summons that we're summoning off of our rocks are not...
They're not on the
nuclear
caliber.
They destroyed entire cities.
Yeah, we're like killing
plants. Odin is one of them.
Yeah.
I'm realizing, so maybe my face idea is falling apart because it was Odin first before the mouth and the eye.
Well, right? Maybe, like, his heart is a wheel that the horse runs on to power it or something.
The summoner tribe of the Mansory.
But why did they split the crystal? What happened 500 years ago to prompt such action? Excuse me. I'm sorry. I get lost in thought sometimes. Miss Aiko.
Mog is calling me. Mog wanted to talk to a Moogle she met here in Trino, so I left her there. But something's wrong, see? I have a bad feeling about this. I've gotta go get Mog.
That was a real active time of it. Okay, back to cards. Jesus Christ.
I bet that four-armed man kidnapped Mog.
It's her Mog, right? Like this
yeah,
is
the gold pom-pom Mog.
We're Zidane again, we save at the Moogle before heading on
to do the last,
do
card,
the last
game.
Card game.
Yeah, this is Mog Rich.
The original Mog. The original M.O.G.
He's an O.G.
Save, right?
You did.
We run into the tournament, and there's like a little cutscene that plays out. We had been told that the champion was a woman in a sailor's suit, and outside, after we walk in, a woman in a sailor's suit like walks up and then says, "This way, Regent."
This way, Regent. Oh, shit.
This woman in the sailor suit is one of Cid's employees from the airship.
Oh,
she works on the airship. And Cid walks up behind her, the actual champion.
Oglop with a big mustache.
Yeah.
But remember my condition. Please
Regent, you must behave like a champion. Let's register.
Are we going to fight?
It's the champion. Yeah, here she comes. Everyone thinks she's the champion, but really it's the Oglop.
It's going to be the Oglop.
Yeah. I'm the champion, Aaron. I'd like to enter the tournament, please.
Okay. Oh, we've been waiting for you. Please go inside.
Thanks. Hey. Shoo, go away, you filthy Oglop.
That's the Regent, you bitch.
I'm sorry, but this Oglop is it's the champion's pet? I'm sorry. It's okay. I mean, look at its big mustache.
People are shocked, but they let the champion go in with her pet.
This isn't any old Oglop.
Since when am I your pet, Squawk?
Well, you are an Oglop right now, after all.
Everybody knows that! Silence, Guok, I'm the champion! See? Guok, Guok, no one understands.
I can pissed already tell
my wife.
This disc is gonna be real good. I heard the champion is a master of winning games with Oglop cards.
Oh.
Her name is Aaron the Oglop Master.
Oh.
Fucking shit.
Final round, Sailor Aaron.
So we start the final card game.
Can we beat Sid? I remember he was insanely hard in Triple Triad in 8 to beat him.
Oh yeah, he was.
Maybe they're even like playing on that expectation. Like, oh my god, it's Sid? Fuck.
He's the Oglop man. Do you think that they play a deck of only Oglops, but with different arrow arrangements?
Do.
You know, Haley?
I do think that.
Can you imagine that kind of a deck? I play with only the Meadows, or what's something, I can't remember, what's those basic mana cards in Magic?
You know, lands.
Land.
Mana.
I have an all land deck.
That doesn't work, but I get it.
Sure it doesn't.
All white, you would choose a color of mana. You would be like white, red, black, or combo, or two, sometimes three if you're really daring.
I have an all goblin deck.
I'm realizing now the power of not having arrows on your cards. It's actually quite good.
Because you can then take it back easily.
And they can't combo off of it.
Right, right. God, this game is so deep.
We're gonna want lateral is important, more so than up and down.
Yeah, Oglop number one has been played.
Interesting.
Yeah, maybe don't take him this turn.
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Interesting. Maybe now take him from the right. Huh.
Fuck.
Interesting.
Oh, this is good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah! Don't put it in that one. Do not. That one. Yeah. Okay. Yes!
Whew, I won.
We beat Sid.
Yep.
Or Sailor Lady or whatever.
Yeah, they use only Oglop cards, so we take one.
Which Oglop you taking?
The better one.
The one with all of the... Oh, is it better
two
stats?
Yeah.
We received the Rebirth Ring. I bet that's really good.
Congratulations, you're the winner.
Wow, I didn't know you were the champ, Aaron.
Long time no see, Mr. Zidane.
Don't be ridiculous. I'm the champion!
Hey, Regent Sid, still an Oglop, I see.
And you still haven't learned any manners?
Cut me some slack, will ya? What are you doing here anyway?
Mainly participating in the tournament, but there was something I wanted to test.
What are you testing?
Are you Airship Hildegard 2? The Hildegard 2. Sequel to Hildegard.
Sid is here for the tournament, but also he has a new fancy airship.
Please let us have it.
We're getting closer than ever to having an airship.
The one that can fly without mist? Correct. We can't go very fast yet, but we made it to Trano.
Why now?
I have a funny feeling there'll be more trouble on the horizon.
Don't you worry. I'm sure our almighty Queen Garnet will take care of everything.
There was a Kuja guy that was laughing at us the whole time, like everything was going to his plan in that
yeah,
crazy
sequence.
Yeah,
he was
sequence.
Like,
he was
this
like
is exactly
nailing
what I
it.
Wanted.
Goodbye!
I'll see you
see
all
you
in the final act.
And we're like, alright, let's play cards.
Yeah. Well, back to normal now that that's over.
Iko and Mog run up.
Oh no, this is horrible.
What's up, Iko?
Oh, it's horrible. A Moogle from Trino just told me. What's wrong, Guok? It's Alexandria. Something horrible's happening.
Of course it is.
Sid was just expecting this.
We cut to the Alexandria town square. It's late at night. Nobody is around. There's that statue with all the information from the Quizmaster game written on it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is speaking from behind it. So the speech bubble looks almost as though the statue is talking.
Peace is but a shadow of death, desperate to forget its painful past. Though we hope for promising years after shedding 1,000 tears, yesterday's sorrow constantly nears.
This is the statue of the Madeline
from the Ninth
War.
In 13 something.
And there was something else in 1401 or something like that.
Yep. 1601 was when the 15th War was.
Yeah.
And while the moon still shines blue, by dawn it will turn to scarlet hue. But this one is the one who, this queen, had 9 troops and fought everybody off with
she's
9 troops.
She's a hero. Yeah. Oh, it's Cujo.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, while we're trying to remember exactly what information was on this statue, Cujo steps out from behind it.
He was the one speaking the whole time.
I was doing the wrong voice.
What an auspicious day for Alexandria! God has defense from Doom of Throne and brought hope and peace to the kingdom.
I can't believe we both assumed the statue was
I mean, I figured somebody was behind it, but I didn't know who, so, you know, what are we gonna do?
The people are overjoyed. They believe a wonderful future is ahead of them. But the celebration isn't over yet. It's time to really light things up. Your former master is here, Bahamut. Play a requiem for her and all of Alexandria.
Oh, no.
Cujo, like, raises his arms into the air and I guess summons Bahamut, who flies down out of the clouds just raining fireballs on Alexandria.
Don't do it, Bahamut.
This is the fourth thing, right? This is the fourth major? Or no?
The fourth major jewel?
Yeah, like...
I don't think
we saw
so.
Odin, the mouth and the eye, and maybe
I have no
this
idea.
I don't know.
I'm forgetting that we saw Bahamut kill
the
tree.
The Aoife tree.
Yeah, but we're seeing Dagger in the throne room, and she's, like, shocked at what's happening.
Yeah, fireballs are, like, tumbling through Alexandria, just, like, carving waves of destruction through the town.
Dagger is horrified.
It seemed like they had...
Holy shit.
Yeah, no, not good. Not a good start to
your... Bahamut, how could you? Not a good start to your reign, Curtin.
Yeah, really bad.
We cut down to the streets and people are just running for their lives.
This way, hurry. I don't want to die. Hey, there's Hippolyte. This guy's... He's now good at running.
Now he's gonna live.
Now he's gonna... He would have died if he hadn't gotten good at running.
What if that is what... Like, he falls by.
Beatrix runs up to Dagger, standing on the edge of the palace, looking over the city, and Dagger orders her to ready the troops.
Your Highness.
That's Bahamut, isn't it? Beatrix, please gather our soldiers.
Yes, Your Highness. Our soldiers have already assembled and await your orders.
Hurry up, you fools! This is an emergency! Get your act together before the princess arrives. Line up!
Your Highness, as you can see, we are ready to act at any time. Please, give your orders.
Beatrix asks for her orders, and we're given, like, a list of options. Gather information, protect the townspeople, contact Lindblom to request reinforcements, and begin preparations to fire cannons.
There's so much pressure being a young queen.
Ooh. Gather information, protect the townspeople, contact Lindblom to request reinforcements, or begin preparations to fire the cannons. I mean, all of these seem like things that would be good to do, probably in order.
Mm-hmm. Number one.
We decide to first protect the townspeople.
But then we gotta choose which pairs of soldiers are gonna go do what tasks.
Yeah, the Pluto soldiers, you could tell Weimar and Hagen to go, mm-hmm. or Bryrecht and Laudo. I remember that Laudo, I think, knows all the girls in town. One of these
I
guys
wonder
is
if it makes any difference who you choose to
I
do
I can't
what.
Remember what was Mullen Kedheim's deal, but like they all knew.
They all had
They all
Some
had
deals.
Blutzen and Cole. Babalu and Mandel.
We pick Blutzen and Cole.
Now gather information or contact Lindblom. Like, I don't know how we're going to send, how we know who is best. Like, I don't remember the Pluto Knights well enough to know what they are good at.
We next tell Beatrix to contact Lindblom to request reinforcements. And we decide on Dojabon and Mullen Kedheim as the right people to go do that.
Yeah, they don't seem very sure of themselves. This sounds like the easiest job to
me. Yeah, they're like, I will try.
I'm going to gather information last. Okay. It's an emergency.
It's really funny that you're like, in an emergency, you gather information last.
Well, I'm like, we already have
we got
plenty of information to work on,
That's
which
fair.
Is people are dying
That's a
out
fair
there.
Point.
Like,
we'll try our best, Your Highness. They seem like unsure.
They all do. I feel like we must have fucked up on all of them.
Yeah, we send off all the pairs to do all the things.
And all of them are like, we'll try.
Well, I guess. And then we cut back to Dagger, who's in, like, the main room of the castle. Beatrix and Steiner are here.
Trust your powers, Your Highness. I know you will succeed.
Here's the high potion. Beatrix, let's go.
I mean, we can party up.
Everyone's gone. I don't know what to do.
With everybody running off, Dagger is left alone in the palace.
She turns around to face the enormous painting of her mother hanging in the foyer.
We've described this before. It is a horrifying image.
She looks like a juggalo holding a frightened cat.
Take that disgusting painting down.
Mother, I need your help.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
It's so terrifying. Why would anybody ever want that and hang it anywhere? I mean, the cat looks terrified.
We cut to the streets of Alexandria, and Steiner and Beatrix are going to try to save the city.
Mm-hmm.
There's monsters running all over the place.
Oh, they're all in the streets. This is it, Beatrix.
I give my all for Alexandria.
Well said. Let us march on to victory. Yeah, equip him. We just got him a new sword.
We take a minute to make sure Beatrix and Steiner are properly equipped.
Mm-hmm.
Charge.
Bang.
Freya has the thunder gloves on.
Could have given us just one section where we learned all these skills in that big, long ass.
I know. And she might not stay in the party, right?
No, I think she does.
Oh, cool. Ooh, that's better. Yeah, we're gonna want that on somebody who can learn that shit. Ooh, it's raining.
Come here.
There's a bunch of those tree spawns.
Yeah, they got mist flashing spawn.
Mist spawn. That's they got what they're flashing called. Lights
like,
on their face.
They're like evil larvae of some kind, you know? They're crawling around. They're like gross caterpillars.
Well, Steiner is sleeping on the job.
Beatrix is really holding all the weight here.
Yeah.
We could just instantly kill everything with her abilities, and Steiner is like being put
She's
to sleep.
She's so overpowered.
Beware, Beatrix. The enemy is close. It's up there.
Nice.
You wish to fight us, you despicable beast.
That's what his desire is.
It's desiring fight for the princess.
He was thinking about it all night. Could barely sleep. That's what he wanted so much. Well, if you show up like this, you're just gonna get Clint Hazarded.
Yeah, these things are really in trouble. Awesome. Shock is also...
Let's see. Yeah, we don't need Clint Hazard yet. I think they're undead and Steiner has Undead Killer on, so he's just... Plus the MP attack thing, dude, it's awesome. He's gonna do so much damage. He's a bunch of MP.
Every mini group that we have is kick-ass. Except because we're never all fighting together. There's like seven or eight of us.
At some point, we'll have.
We have. A list we already of had people. One choice where it was like, oh, who do
once,
you want?
Once, yeah, there was once where there was an extra person. Mm-hmm. Like, I want them all to be on the airship. And
we're headed there.
And I'll go talk to them, and they're hanging
we're
out.
We're headed to airship, but like, it's just dragon ass on the way.
So much mist spawn. Gotta get all the mist spawn.
Like, I'm liking all this. I'm just like, let us loose!
Please.
Beatrix, are you alright?
I'm fine. What about you? You're wounded.
It's just a scratch.
We're not.
Assistant bastards.
Hiya.
Peanut butter cup?
Nah, I'm alright.
This is futile. Let us return to the castle.
No! I cannot face the princess until we destroy all these beasts. On my honor, I vow to protect the princess, the citizens of Alexandria, and Beatrix. I shall protect you.
Steiner and Beatrix really like bond during combat here.
Steiner.
Watch out. It's like, I'm way stronger than you.
I mean, the theme is love, guys.
You get Clint Hazard.
This one should have said the theme is love on it.
I know.
I have no regrets.
Beatrix, there's something I must tell you.
What is it?
I...
Save your valediction, Steiner. We'll live to see another day.
He's trying to tell her he loves her and keeps being interrupted by all these monsters in the streets.
They're not very hard, though. We're gonna be... Oh, we're tranced up. Shit! I would feel like an absolute dumbass if I died here, so I'm gonna heal up. It's gonna take so long. Oh my God. Whatever.
We finish killing all the spawn in the streets.
Hmm? I hear music.
We cut back to Dagger,
who's been, I guess, just looking at her mother's painting when she hears music suddenly.
Yeah.
And runs off to see what it is.
Is it coming from upstairs?
Okay, so we can't go that way.
Hmm. Are we in a memory?
We start walking around the palace to find the source of the music, and if you walk the wrong way, this, like, white light appears and, like, a magic barrier stops Dagger from proceeding.
She's being funneled to a specific location.
I think Kuja's doing some magic bullshit.
Yeah, Kuja. Stephen King's Kuja.
Stephen King.
Duh. I can't go this way.
All right.
I'm being led somewhere.
It's not like the music gets louder.
No, it does.
Does it?
I think it's getting louder. What was that?
Whoa.
We make it to a staircase that leads to the top of a tower, and as we walk up the switchbacks and the stairs, these, like, decorative sets of swords close together to form an X behind us to stop us from going back.
Oh, these swords.
Oh, you went through.
They can't go back.
They chunked closed.
Yeah.
This is cool. You could have totally ducked under that, I'm sure.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
We make it to the top of the castle rampart, and then it cuts to a CG cutscene. We're sort of flying outside of the castle, and we see that there's light coming from the big sword in the middle of the castle.
Yeah, like the whole castle turns on.
Yeah.
And the ramparts start turning like gears.
Yeah, and Dagger is, like, standing on one of them. You realize the whole thing is a giant machine.
Mm-hmm.
The ramparts begin moving upwards like elevators.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming online, the castle.
It was called Alexandria, of course.
And in front of Dagger, this staircase magically forms out of stones, like, leading up to this, like, new structure that's been built out of the moving pieces.
Oh, like, it's Alexander? It is Alexander?
Yes, it has to be.
The castle is a summon?
Yeah. Fly it like a Gundam! Remember just, like, the ancient castle, it's so weird underneath and all this blah blah blah?
Yeah.
You weren't counting on this, Kuja.
Is this our airship?
As Dagger, we go up the stairs and find ourselves on, like, the middle top part of Alexander, the castle.
I'm a castle.
What is this place? I can still hear the music. Where is it coming from? What am I doing here? Mother, Zidane, no. I can't depend on them anymore. As the Queen of Alexandria, I must protect my kingdom.
We then cut back over to the Trino group. That's Zidane, Amarant, Freya, Iko, and Cid. All on the bow of the Hildegard II, the new fancy airship flying towards Alexandria.
Well, look at us.
Meanwhile, on the airship.
This ship is rocking pretty bad.
It can't be helped. I designed this ship as an oglop, after all, so I have no guok idea of what could happen.
It sounds like it might crash any minute.
Perhaps. But I think we can at least make it to Alexandria.
Oh man, I guess we better cross our fingers. Zidane, I'm starting to feel sick.
Probably from the flight. Go inside and get some rest. Go below decks. Try to stay in the middle of the ship. You'll feel less movement.
Go on, Vivi.
Okay, thanks. Iko?
What?
I saw something sparkle. Huh?
That's just my personality. Oh shit.
There's a flash of light, and everybody realizes that Iko's crystals are glowing.
Yeah, like really bright, and she can hear Dagger.
Dagger!
Dagger? Iko, what's going on?
Oh, it's her crystals.
I thought I heard Dagger's voice.
What? Geez, something's wrong with this ship.
This light. Maybe it's a holy judgment.
Maybe it's the holy judgment. Holy judgment?
Hey, what are you doing?
Iko runs out onto the bow of the ship.
Yeah, like out onto the, what do you fucking call this? The point, like the...
The bow?
The very, not just like the front, like...
The hood ornament.
Yeah, the stick that sticks off the front. There's got to be a special word for that.
I thought it was the bow.
I thought the bow was like the whole front part.
Maybe.
Like I'm on the bow versus I'm on the stern.
She's on the front most part where they do...
They make people walk off to their death, you know?
Oh, well, that's walking the plank.
Well, yeah, but...
This is more where Jack falls in love with Kate Winslet on the Titanic. This is the We're King of the World place.
She's out on a limb on the front of the ship, high up in the sky. It's not the mast. It's like the mast, sideways.
The summons being called. Alexander's judgment has come.
Alexander's judgment? Oh my, whoa, oh well, my god!
A scary thing to see.
And then just jumps off the front of the airship.
Yeah, Iko just leaps off the front of the bowsprit.
We yeah, looked the bow, it up. Yeah, it's called a bowsprit. That's
the stick on the front of the bow.
Yeah.
A bowsprit, which, bring that description back up. What, it's attached to a ball hang? What was
no.
it?
The bowsprit of a sailing vessel is a spar extending forward from the vessel's prow. The bowsprit is typically held down by a bobstay that counteracts the forces of the forestays. The word bowsprit is thought to originate from the Middle Low German word Bocksprecht, Bock, meaning bow, and spret meaning pole.
Anyway, Iko dives downward off of the airship.
Ah, I'm Whoa. Flying down. Holy crap. Iko, that's a crazy thing to do.
As Iko falls, she's glowing in a very bright blue light.
Yeah, it's the crystal hanging around her neck. Like,
and she's going down right into the center of Alexandria Castle, like right like, by the
she's
sword.
She's like landing right by Dagger, I think. Like she like instinctively knew exactly where to jump. I guess when you got magic like this, you have to just listen to your magic no matter what. You gotta jump.
Landing on the castle.
We see Dagger and the pendant around her neck starts glowing the same bright blue.
The stones are uniting.
Whoa!
Just summoner things. Just hashtag.
Hashtag just summoner things.
Iko's fall is like magically halted right in front of Dagger. Like she hits some kind of buoyancy equilibrium.
And they're together now.
And they're both facing each other and the light is intensifying as the camera spins around the two of them. And we see a pullaway shot of like the whole castle and there's just like a blinding white light coming from the middle of the sword.
Whoa. Dude.
Iko. How, why are you here?
I guess the light fades down a little bit.
Yeah, so they're not blinded.
And they are talking to each other.
I heard your voice on the airship.
That still doesn't make sense.
No wonder. I felt your presence too, and all of a sudden I was covered in light. It's happening again.
Dagger, this is the light of destiny.
The light of destiny.
A summoner's light of destiny brought on by the hidden powers of the four jewels. This light appears when a holy eidolon calls for its summoner. Come on, Dagger. As summoners, we have to fulfill our destiny.
But I don't know what to do.
It's okay, I'll show you. First, we have to put our hands together.
Like this.
Uh-huh, now pray in your heart. Oh, holy guardian, hear our prayers.
Dagger is kneeling down to Iko's height, and they're like have their hands together. And in the middle between them, there's balls of energy spinning around their hands as
they're
playing
magical patty cake.
Yeah.
Oh, holy guardian, hear our prayers.
Darkness overshadows us once again.
Darkness overshadows us once again.
Oh, holy guardian, hear our prayers.
Oh, holy guardian, hear our prayers.
Deliver us out of darkness into light.
Deliver us out of darkness into light. This is going to be cool.
The sword glows blue and kind of explodes in light.
Yeah, there's like big rings of white energy that come off of the sword. Like all the energy that they've been gathering like is released all at once.
And then we see a fully rendered cutscene, which we've been seeing bits and pieces of fully rendered stuff throughout this. Mm-hmm. But this like starts on the water and looks up at the city of Alexandria.
At the castle.
And it just has massive angel's wings. Like yeah. The size of the building itself.
Like seraphim. Wings. They're like the quad set, you know, like he has two yeah. sets of wings, kind of. And the building is alive now.
They turned it on.
Wow. Oh, man. Oh, shit. The wings of the castle. The sword
so
castle.
Cool.
What an awesome image this is.
That is fucking
was
awesome.
Was Kuja counting on this?
Probably.
I hope not.
I mean, probably. How could he not?
Here's Bahamut.
We cut over to Bahamut, who unleashes a massive barrage, which is instantly blocked by these giant wings of Alexander.
Bahamut is no match for Alexander's wings.
Oh, look, it's not even the castle. There's another castle.
The wings, like, fly open and reveal the full Alexander. Like, the castle is completely transformed into a much larger, crazier-looking castle.
There was an invisible,
bigger castle that is Alexander the Summon.
The wings lift up and they start filling with energy like it's powering up a Godzilla breath.
Here's all the missiles.
Yep. Run away, Bahamut!
And out of the stretched out wings, thousands of magic missiles fly out of it like a battery or something, and it just all come after Bahamut, like closing in on him from all directions.
This is
scram!
Alexander is like a big anti-air defense.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, I never thought of it like that.
His shoulders are just
That's
built out of...
That's fucking sick!
Oh my god.
Can't overstate how cool this looks.
Yeah, Bahamut just gets completely wrapped up in all these missiles, and they just explode on him.
They form like a pink and red circle that explode. It's like just colorful.
I think that's like the color of that Bahamut burns, you know, like they've blown him up and there's this circle of just
blood.
Energy. Yeah, that's just like, oh man, what an amazing cutscene. One of the best in any of the games, I think.
Yeah, just anti-aircraft missiles everywhere.
We cut back to the Alexandrian courtyard.
And Kuja's just been standing here next to the statue the whole time.
Watching.
And he's like, it's so beautiful.
Kuja, it's so beautiful. Alexander, the legendary Eidolon. So, you wish to defend the castle with your brilliant wings? How admirable. Your powers transcend even Bahamut. Alexander, I've been waiting for you. I've called a magic carriage for you. I'm sure you'll like it. Invincible, come forth. You're mine, Alexander.
Oh, it's this again.
Uh-oh.
It's the brainwash Eidolon.
He summons that giant eyeball in the sky.
Yeah, that
the one that made Bahamut go crazy.
And also destroyed Medain Sari.
Mm-hmm. It's shining a big beam of light down onto like an Independence Day style. Like
it's like looking down on Alexandria.
Pre-destruction beam down on Alexander, and the big eye opens in the sky.
This is the Eidolon.
The way these Eidolons work for the summoners really is like a card game. Like, they're, like, playing...
Well, yeah. At one point when Cream Brawny was doing something, she played it like she was, like, a kid doing an RPG, like, and now I cast the bigger one on you!
As that's all going down, we cut to what seems to be like the inside of an alien spaceship.
Yeah, and what this is like right on the other side of that eye, there's a room. And this is that room. And there's a man
in it
who's dressed like Darth Vader without his helmet on.
And he's like, you've gone too far, Kuja.
Yeah, and he's looking down at Alexandria through this like red glowing pool, which is the eye underneath him.
Oh,
who is this?
I don't know, but the thing they summon, there's a dude in it.
You've gone too far, Kuja.
It's Darth Vader.
I'm not supposed to be out of my helmet.
I agree. I
don't know what we should do for this guy. I don't know how big of a deal. He seems like a big deal.
I mean, listen to this music. He's got like a dragon podium.
He thinks Kuja's gone too far, but like I imagine that Kuja is gonna
I granted you freedom to do as you wish in Gaia for I'm probably full of the bulls who whistle by for one purpose alone.
You start doing a meatwad voice for this new bad guy.
Yeah.
He's talking about Gaia.
And how he let Kuja come here to do something, but now he's broken the rules in some vague way.
Yeah,
now that you have lost sight of your mission, I will no longer tolerate your actions.
Man, that's good. Yeah, I like
you it. Have not the slightest idea whom you are defying. I will serve you soon enough.
It'll be fun when this guy talks to
you
Roger Rabbit.
Zidane.
You too, Zidane? Does this guy know Zidane?
I guess.
Is he our father?
Probably. Why else would he look like exactly like Darth Vader? Unless they were, like...
You know, he's got the cape, the Vader cape.
He, like, lifts his hand up in the air and red energy starts flowing into it. Like, he's there's a lot of charging up for attacks in this sequence.
Yeah.
What's he summoning? What is he doing? What happened to the Invincible?
Cut back down to Kuja, who's still in the streets of Alexandria.
Enslave Alexander, as you have enslaved Bahamut. Ah, could it be? Garland? Whoa! Garland is back.
From where?
From the first game!
Oh, right.
Garland! And from the Stranger of Paradise!
You don't know Garland?
I mean, I do. I just don't think about Garland that much.
Chaos himself!
There's like a universe where Garland is the Ganon of Final Fantasy, but not. He's not really, but he is the most that
but
we
have.
But
that's like, you know, I mean, if this game's going back to the beginning of the franchise, holy shit.
It is, I mean, I feel like it has to be saying that this is that guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
well,
why else?
He goes through time loops.
He does weird
things.
You can't
stop him.
You know, exactly.
When the guy's like, I don't give a shit about you. I just want to kill Chaos. Garland becomes Chaos in the original game. He's the time-traveling Chaos Man.
Why would he come to Gaia?
Why would he come to Gaia? If it is indeed Garland, he must know my plan. But why? As he assumed control of the invisible.
No, he can't be.
So Garland was not on the ship the last time Kuja summoned it.
I guess not.
Because this time he's foiling Kuja's plan.
Did he come back in time from the future? Because, this is supposed to be a throwback to, like, Sakaguchi's original visions.
It is.
We cut over to the foyer of the Alexandrian castle, and Cid is walking in.
Phew, that was quite a trip.
You little bug, you could have been killed.
Amaranth's right. It was a mistake to come here on that airship.
Well, we have to get here somehow.
Come on, guys. We made it here in one piece. That's all that matters.
Everyone from the airship is here. Mm-hmm. Vivi, the whole gang.
Quack, quack, that's right.
I'm never going to ride on an airship again. Never, ever. I got terrible news for you.
Yeah, we're about to be riding all over the world. I'm sorry, Vivi, but don't blame the airships in general. Where is Her Highness?
One of the Pluto Knights runs in looking for Dagger.
We all fucked up.
I don't know. We're looking for her too.
She picked the wrong guys for the wrong jobs.
I must find the captain. Everyone's dead. All right, let's go find Dagger.
The Pluto soldier runs off, and we decide to go find Dagger.
You have to find Aiko, too.
They're probably together. Yeah, when Aiko jumped off the ship,
she probably landed. She's probably dead.
She probably landed with Dagger.
I would have been like, she's dead, man.
Like, dude,
there's no way she survived
she
that.
She just jumped off.
It'd be funny if Zidane walked up and he went, suicide, eh?
Gambling deaths sometimes get the best of people.
So as Zidane, we find the route that opened up for Dagger, and we run up those stairs with the chinking swords.
I'm glad that these guys unchinked their swords.
Yeah, it's just while Alexander is here, you're not supposed to go up.
They close the stairway reasonably.
Yeah, it's a safety measure.
Gee, what is this?
We emerge on the top.
So this is the secret of Alexandria Castle.
Are Dagger and Aiko up there?
Maybe. Let's go see.
Zidane starts running ahead.
Don't walk. What are you doing?
There's no point in all of us going. I'll take it from here.
Why? I want to go with you. I want to help Dagger and Aiko, too.
Kikuchi might destroy the city at any minute. Get out of here while you can. Go on, Vivi. Don't worry about me. Someday you'll probably do the same thing for someone who's really important to you. Dagger is more important to me than anything else. So get the fuck out of here, everybody. This is my girl.
Man, you make me sick. I'm out of here.
That's pretty good.
Next time you want to play hero, don't even bother calling me.
Ned from,
later. Yeah, like that. A guy with a thing. Yeah.
I guess there's no way to stop you. But remember, this is not just your war. So don't even think about fighting Kuja now. As soon as you find Dagger, leave.
Okay.
Come on, Vivi. Let's go.
Free away.
Let him go, Vivi. He'll be alright. Sorry I can't take you with me, but I have to go with my instincts on this one.
It makes absolutely no fucking sense that the other people wouldn't follow him up.
No.
And it makes even less sense that Zidane would try to stop them. Like, they already walked up the stairs. The castle's already been under attack. Like,
yeah.
There is nothing about these stairs that make it seem too dangerous for other people to go, especially given all the shit we've already been through.
It's downright
but
Zidane-gerous.
They want Zidane on his own up there, whatever.
I don't know what else to say.
Okay, Zidane, good luck.
What kind of awesome reveal are they going to have when Cid eventually gets turned back into himself?
I don't know. What the fuck is he going to look like?
Because, like, it's got to be something interesting that they've got up their sleeves.
What if he's a hippopotamus?
What the heck was that? Yeah, he might be, like, a totally other weird thing.
Yeah.
Like a different type of bug.
Jeez.
I wish he was one of those fishmen with the pipe in his forehead.
Yeah.
You know? He, like, turns into one of the bird people or something.
Is Alexander standing up? Whoa!
We cut to like another CG rendered scene that's looking up at the Invincible in the sky, and we can now see that it is an airship with like a big dome on the bottom where that eye is.
Yeah.
And it starts blasting down these like wavy rings of energy that like encircle Alexander and start like deteriorating the wings.
Yeah, Invincible is taking control of Alexander.
I think he's like fucking melting it.
Oh my god! Those wings don't look so healthy anymore.
Yeah, the wings of Alexandria die and start withering and disintegrating. And Iko and Dagger are in the middle of this swirl of energy, like, oh my god.
Do you think Alexander can pick up that sword and swing it around?
I don't know.
The bad blue energy is going into Dagger and around her pendant.
And it's like arcing all over Alexander. It looks like the whole thing's about to like explode.
Whoa! The sword turned into a pillar of light and jammed up through Alexander's chin.
And then all this arcing electricity finally makes contact on Dagger's crystal and like blows her back. And then the whole castle just starts crumbling. Like it's been blown to pieces and it just starts falling apart.
The giant blade of the sword is just coming down.
Mm-hmm. Split in half.
Dagger! No! Zidane's here!
Dagger is on like a piece of falling castle, and Zidane jumps off of the castle and lands on it with her, and she like jumps into his arms as they fall out of the sky.
She sees him and like grabs him, hugging him.
We're gonna ride the castle.
Yeah,
to
we're gonna surf it down.
Hug time.
He's got a.
Oh, that's awesome.
Zidane was holding on a rope.
Yeah.
The castle falls out from below them and they continue to fly up into the sky.
And then just like the moment they met, swinging on like a
flagpole.
A flag rope.
Yeah.
You know, that was hanging from something, except this time they're swinging together. They're not
instead
swinging.
Instead of her trying to get away.
Exactly.
It fell away and he's on a flag.
They do this
in a lot of them.
7, 8, and 9.
We're all swinging.
Like, where you hang.
Oh, and Iko's alone above watching this truly romantic moment.
We cut back to the castle ramparts where I guess we've landed safely from the rope swing. And it's Iko, Dagger, and Zidane.
Dagger, I'm sorry. I don't know why I wasn't honest with you. Zidane, we really made a big mess, didn't we?
We'll talk later. Let's get out of here.
As the group runs away, the Invincible like charges up one last shot and sends like a final death blow pulse down through the beam of light that just Independence Days the castle.
It
blows the walls away. The whole thing just like
into pieces.
Gone.
Well, no, cutscene city.
I don't like this guy.
Yeah, this guy.
Hey,
really...
stop it!
Don't do that to Alexander. Oh my god!
Fucking Jesus, man!
Nuclear bomb time, huh? Holy crap.
I actually liked that one, that city.
Me too, man.
The whole city gets just, like, engulfed in a fireball. That's how you destroy a city to great effect, okay?
Yeah.
You let someone spend a lot of time there.
Yeah, and then you're like, I love that place. Ilya's dress was almost made.
Dagger was about to be queen of that place. There was a whole life we were all gonna live.
And now what?
Garland, man.
Yeah, we got up to
chaos.
Inside the Invincible, and Garland is there.
More soul.
What were you? Me what?
More souls have a tone.
There you go.
In microscopic proportions, the process still continues after thousands of years. Eventually, these circulating souls will no longer belong to Gaia.
Wow.
They must never be circulating back. Kruja did well. If only he had lasted longer. I never imagined he would choose to end his remaining days on Gaia. Perhaps this was his fate, suddenly just passed. I too cannot escape my fate. Someday I must face my own counterpart.
What a monologue.
You know Garland is the big bad because he's like going on and on about stuff that's so macro
and that it unrelated could never to be shit meaningful. Been,
yeah, like to any human being. No human being would ever think in these terms of, oh, that's fate. There's all we're all fate.
We're
and
all
now
fate,
my
really.
Fate is, you know, it's all big things here with this guy.
Yeah. As you can see, the reconstruction is moving right along.
And that's where we're going to end for episode 31.
Alexandria has been destroyed for the most part.
In the coolest series of cutscenes maybe ever.
I mean, I think this is just like a stellar sequence.
The reveal that the castle is Alexander and that the sword is a part of its whole body.
The emotional moment of Aiko jumping off the airship and then landing in front of Dagger.
Yeah.
And her like discovering this power she has. It's
Bahamut was cast, and
I know it's
we,
so
we've
great.
Revealed the true big bad and
that I'll even forgive them for botching the big bad in this game so hard by not setting him up even a little bit.
It would have been really nice.
It would have been nice.
It would have been real nice.
Like I don't hate it. It doesn't make me go like this game sucks. These villains are bad, but it is like this guy comes out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, he's like, now I'm here.
Yeah.
Disc 3 is officially begun.
Yeah, this is like the main thrust for the rest of the game, plot-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the rest of the game, though, will not be spent on plot.
No.
We're not there yet, but we are going to get that fucking airship soon.
Man, when we get been, that,
we've ridden
it's
on
be
the
amazing.
We've ridden on it one time now.
Well, no, I think we get the... I think it's a different airship that we get when we get it. It's the number 3.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
Oh, wow. He's really just churning these
churning
things
through
out.
Hildegard.
Anyway, we're going to get one. We are. It will happen.
But not next week. Let's see what does happen next week. Because we've cut over to, where is this, Lindblom?
Yeah. We're going to cut over to Lindblom and Regent Sid and the whole gang, and we're going to decompress from what just happened.
Yeah, pretty wild stuff.
Yeah, we're spending the whole week in Lindblom next week.
So look forward to it.
Oh, man. What a sequence.
Seriously.
What a game. What a bunch of complicated pieces that they juggle mostly competently. You don't see this kind of stuff in many games,
it
period.
It is mostly competent because, you know, the reveal of Garland was awesome as mm-hmm. longtime fans and stuff, but there was that moment where Zidane was like, no, nobody come up with me. That just didn't work.
Yeah, no, I mean,
but
maybe
whatever.
If they had conveyed it as something more dangerous is going on, if they had added some animations of energy, like, flowing
yeah.
along the tower, so it would be like,
don't only,
you're crazy for walking up those stairs.
Only a monkey
you know?
Boy can
yeah,
ascend.
Like, you're gonna die. But I'm just so impressed with it.
Yeah.
It even used a word I didn't know.
What was the word again?
Rambustious?
Rambustious. I gotta start using it all the time.
I mean, I don't know what it means. I forgot. We looked it up, but I don't remember.
It means boisterous or unruly.
Right. Like rambunctious, but just a different word.
Yeah. But it used it, and we didn't know it. And it is a word. So take that. Put it in your pipe. Light it up.
But that's that episode. That's
yeah,
this week.
That's this week. Oh, but before we go, let's check in with the Mognet and see if the Moogle has any mail for us.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. I think I hear them pulling up right now.
Haley, come here. Come here. You gotta bring me the letter. Yes. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. Thank you. Let me fix that for you. Thank you so much.
Seriously, Haley, thank you.
Another letter perfectly delivered. And this message comes to us from Claire Mulkerin of the Smash Fiction podcast
right,
that we were once
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredible writer.
Love that
and
podcast.
Smart person. The message reads, do you think most actual play podcasts are way too long? Binary Break is the perfect podcast for you. We take 4-hour recording sessions and edit them down into hour and a half episodes for the most tightly edited, fast-paced, and hilarious actual play you've ever heard. Do you know nothing about Digimon? Binary Break is the perfect podcast for you. Yes, it's set in the world of Digimon, but it's also the perfect introduction for people who are unfamiliar with the franchise, because in the first episode, our main characters also don't know anything about Digimon. They're just a bunch of angsty teens from 1999 who fall through a portal into an alternate reality full of monsters, most of whom speak in bad celebrity impressions like some sort of charmingly janky 90s anime dub. Do you like stories about Machiavellian French poodles, depressed mushrooms that talk like Werner Herzog, the inherent homoeroticism of women's soccer, and playing pogs to determine the fate of the world? Binary Break is the perfect podcast for you. If you hate actual play podcasts and don't know anything about Digimon, you're sure to like it. And if you like actual play podcasts and are already a Digimon fan, you'll probably like it even more.
That sounds fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
That's Binary Break from Claire Mulkerin.
And it might not be obvious, but we're big fans of tight editing around here.
Yeah, I don't know if you... lot of audio and editing and it into a tight narrative.
Into something...
We support that in the podcasting space.
It's a good thing.
So go check out Binary Break now. Claire is incredible.
Yeah, that's sure to be a great time. Absolute blast.
Thanks so much, Claire. If you're interested in a Mognet message, they're just $25 each. Just email nocatpodcast@gmail.com. That's NOCKAT. We'll make it happen. We'll say whatever you want.
A huge thank you to our Patreon supporters.
Yes, thank you.
You're the ones who keep this show going, and we truly appreciate it. If you would like to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/nocat, and for $5 a month, you unlock the video version and all of the bonus content we've done. For $10 a month, we will send you a t-shirt or a mug on top of that.
And also, by doing that, you just make us happy.
Yeah, it's
true. We like it.
We do.
Go to the Etsy store and support our show by buying a t-shirt or a mug. We have nice designs there.
Yeah.
And tell a friend. So with that, let's talk about dessert.
For dessert this week, we're going to wake up at like 3 in the morning.
Okay.
And realize that we have to use the bathroom.
Okay.
Never mind. Let me start over.
Wait. I was going to say, I went to sleep after 3 a.m. last night, so I wasn't sure what I was going to do in this scenario. But, you know, I'll let you start over. You wake up in a cold sweat at 3 a.m.
You wake up in a cold sweat at 3 a.m.
You've got to pee. How do we get through
this? Let me just get this. I can get it quicker and in a way that makes sense.
Okay.
For dessert, what we're going to have is waking up early in the morning to your cat wanting you to feed it, thinking that it's time to get up. Feeding your cat, taking a shower, getting ready for the day, and realizing it's 3 a.m. having a cup of coffee.
How did that happen to you? You didn't
the
look
cat
outside.
Fucked with me.
You live in a house.
I wake
no
up
windows.
When it's dark anyway. It's dark when I wake up, even when it's not 3 a.m.
So that's what you got for dessert.
You're accidentally waking up at 3.
Enjoy. See you all next week.
Oh, we should also some point this week do the thing where you take the camera home. Mm-hmm. Oh, Haley's chasing a fly. This is great. Yeah, get him.
Hell yeah. Good work. Haley got the fly.
Oh, really?
There were two flies. She didn't get the donut fly. She got a different fly.